Founded on February 14, 1920, the League of Women Voters is now 100 years old. The two chapters in Northwest Florida are observing their centennial with public celebrations that highlight the long history and current work of the organization. The League of Women Voters goes hand in hand with the women's suffrage movement. Here's a clip of a History Channel flashback.
The right of women to vote had initially been an issue in Philadelphia at the drawing up of the original Constitution of the United States. At that time, the responsibility was shunted off to the 13 states to decide and was promptly forgotten.
Up until that time, in the 1780s, women were losing the right to vote in states like Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and New York. Within 60 years, they began to mobilize.
A group of women, I think approximately 300, met in Seneca Falls, New York, in 1848. Their goal was to develop a strategy for getting the vote for women.
Janet DeLorge, a member of the Pensacola Bay Area chapter of the League of Women Voters, says women like Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Lucy Stone dedicated their lives to this decades-long campaign.
During that period of time, many devoted women who were identified as suffragists traveled all over the United States by train, wagon, ox cart, whatever, to encourage the male legislatures in the country to allow women to vote.
Other countries of the world, beginning with New Zealand in 1891, had granted their women the constitutional right to vote. The American feminine contingent now fought tooth and nail for the same privilege.
By June 1919, Congress finally came around and approved the 19th Amendment, which was ratified in August of the next year.
The League was founded by one of these suffragists, Carrie Chapman Catt, and the League was formed in 1920, earlier than the ratification of the 19th Amendment. But it was founded to teach women to vote and get them at least involved in knowing how to vote and a little bit about the process.
The League of Women Voters of Florida was established 20 years after the national organization began. The Pensacola Bay Area chapter was formed in 1949. DeLorge wasn't around in those early days, but she's worked on other library matters, studies of the Port of Pensacola and Escambia County government, and more since joining the local chapter when she moved from Mobile to Pensacola more than 50 years ago.
It turned out to be exactly what I needed because I could get information about the public school system, about local government, about the things that were happening in Pensacola and Escambia County.
It'll soon be two decades since Charlotte Parrish joined the local chapter. She now serves as first vice president and director of voter services. She says one of their ongoing priorities is voter registration, which is now easier than ever thanks to online motor voter services.
At one time, we went into the high schools, actually setting up and doing voter registration events and did presentations to that level. And now we go into a variety of service organizations, church groups, and so forth, teaching them about how the government works, what's on their ballot.
Beyond the basics, Parrish says their voter education efforts are even more important in the age of the internet, with more information and misinformation than ever.
We're trying to also teach people how to look at their resources and where they get their information and to be able to evaluate the information they're getting so that when they do vote, they know they're voting with accurate information.
WSRE is pleased to bring Rally 2018, a live candidate forum, to your living room.
The League partnered with the rally program in 1984.
Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa County candidates respond to questions provided by the League of Women Voters. Be prepared to vote.
Additionally, as part of their educational outreach, the League has created the website vote411.org. More importantly, the organization has strived to educate voters on candidates and issues without bias.
We're very, very careful in our writings and how we talk to groups and so forth. That is not our role, to be partisan. It is to be nonpartisan. We don't recommend any particular people who are running for office. We might promote different issues that we think are important that we're still fighting for, but not for the candidates themselves.
The Pensacola Bay Area chapter will be sharing more details about what they're doing and the history of the organization at a 100th anniversary celebration to be held on Saturday on the campus of Pensacola State College.
The two supervisor election offices will be there. Each of our different issue committees will be available to show what they're doing, the one on gun issues and on women's issues.
We will also have some videos of early history of some of the suffragists.
Again, Janet DeLorge, who says they'll display some of their annual publications and historical photos, including some from the period in the 1970s and 80s, when they presented their popular brick bats and roses.
And we recognized elected officials who had taken actions that we felt were appropriate. At the same time, we presented brick bats to those elected officials we thought probably had not played the game precisely by the rules.
The Pensacola Bay Area Centennial Celebration will be held at the PSC Student Center from 10 until noon. Meanwhile, the League of Women Voters of Okaloosa and Walton Counties, originally established in 1961, will hold its own 100th anniversary celebration on February 22nd from 2 until 4 p.m. at Niceville City Hall. To find your local chapter and get more information on the League of Women Voters, which is open to persons at least 16 years of age, including men, go online to lwv.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.